Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is trying to build public confidence in reopening public schools amidst a spike in COVID-19 infections. He says politics won't get in the way of what's best for students and slammed the 7 Republican-controlled states that have banned on mask-wear mandates.
Don't be the reason why schools are interrupted. Our kids have suffered enough. Let's do what we know works. Let's do what we know works across the country. We shouldn't get politics doesn't have a role in this. Educators know what to do. I have calls out to those states, but at the end of the day, I want to work with Texas. I want to work with Florida. I want to make sure those students have access to in-person learning. They've suffered enough. It's time for them to be in the classroom without disruption to their learning.
Schools in Arkansas are suing the state over its ban on mask-wearing mandates after hundreds of teachers and students were forced to quarantine due to a COVID-19 outbreak. The superintendent of Arizona's public instruction is calling for the governor to rescind that state's ban on mask mandates. Other states like Florida and Texas are seeing high rates of COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. That's why the Biden administration is also pushing back bans on mask mandates. At least 4 school districts in Florida say they will defy the Republican governor's order that blocks mask mandates. The last pandemic relief package Congress signed in March allotted $130 billion to fund and reopen safe in-person school learning. Secretary Cardona says the Education Department has developed a roadmap to do that.
The roadmap includes 3 priorities that are critical to a safe reopening. The first one is protecting the health and safety of our students, our educators, and our staff. The second priority is supporting the social, emotional, and mental health needs of our students and our staff. The third, accelerating academic achievement.
Of Education is recommending schools institute regular COVID-19 testing and mask wearing. It's also overseeing $122 billion in relief aid to help school districts reopen and provide student support. Reopening includes offering pop-up clinics at schools and offering CDC guidelines that include mask wearing indoors. Cardona also promoted President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda to provide schools with resources. That's the 3-part American Rescue Plan, American Jobs Plan, and American Families Plan. It includes school funding for universal preschool and other education priorities.
It'll give every family access to free pre-kindergarten for 3- and 4-year-olds. It'll give students access to 2 years of community college. It'll increase Pell Grants, rebuild and modernize our crumbling schools by investing in our school infrastructure. These resources will allow us to build an education system more equitable and excellent than any system we've ever had in the past.
Due to the Republican opposition, Democrats have said they will use the budget reconciliation process to pass Biden's Build Back Better agenda. I'm Adesi Onejime, reporting for KPFA.